谢你把这次的特会赏赐给你的教会。
Lord, we want to thank you for this time giving this conference to your children.
我们现在你回来以前，你要召聚你的儿女。
We do believe that before you return, you will call your people.
我们也相信在你回来以前，你要复兴你的教会。
And we also believe that before your return, you are to renew your church.
你一定有些重要的话要对我们来说。
You have some important words to speak.
我们说我们都在这里。
We want to say we are all here.
虽然在下午的时候，可能我们身体有些的疲倦。
Even though in this afternoon we might be tired.
但是我们仰望你复活的大能，吞灭我们一切的死亡。
But we look towards your power of resurrection to swallow all death.
当圣灵在我们里面说话的时候，我们心里岂不是火热的吗？
When the Holy Spirit speaks within us, does our heart not burn?
我们仰望你今天下午圣灵的暖流透过我们每一个人。
We do pray that your Holy Spirit would present yourself amongst all of us.
主，但愿能够叫我们再次醒悟过来。
That we would be awakened once again.
在你回来以前。
That before your return.
趁着白昼，我们能够做；趁着白天，我们能够做你自己荣耀的工作。
That while it is still day, we can do the work that you have us to work.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的圣灵。
In Jesus' victorious
name. Amen. 让我们翻到提摩太后书。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy, chapter 2.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman, irreproachable, handling accurately the word of truth.
这里有一句话叫做无愧的工人。
Here we see the phrase a workman irreproachable.
保罗劝提摩太要做一个无愧的工人。
Paul is encouraging Timothy to be a workman irreproachable.
在这以前应当竭力而且在神面前得蒙喜悦。
Prior to this, he is to present himself approved to God.
在这两个条件底下做无愧的工人。
And under these two conditions, to be a workman irreproachable.
按着正义分解真理的道。
Accurately handling the word of truth.
我们知道这次大会的主题就是这就是神的工作。
We know that the theme of this conference is this is the work of the Lord.
那这里有一句话说无愧的工人。
Here we see irreproachable workmen.
如果保罗劝勉提摩太要做一个无愧的工人。
If Paul was to encourage Timothy to be a workman irreproachable.
我们自然会问一个问题，我们怎样能做一个无愧的工人？
We then would naturally have a question, how are we to be an irreproachable workman?
我们每一个人都是侍奉神的。
We all serve God.
主的宝血拯救有多少人，就应该有多少人来侍奉他。
However many people the Lord's blood has saved, then that is how many workers he should have.
应该在他的工厂上就有多少个工人。
However many people on his factory, those are the numbers of his factory workers.
现在问题是怎样做一个无愧的。
But how to be a workman irreproachable?
我们是个无愧的工人吗？
Are we workmen irreproachable?
我们能够说我们所做的工作主所托付给我们，我们的确是个无愧的工人。
Can we say that we have done his work that he has entrusted to us without reproach?
保罗给我们一个秘诀。
Paul has given us a secret.
那句话就叫我们怎么样做个无愧的。
And that phrase tells us What? How we can be a workman irreproachable?
在罗马书第八章那里告诉我。
In Romans chapter 8, it tells us.
万事互相效力。
All things work together for good.
要叫神爱着你的益处。
For those who love him.
那个益处就是叫我们能磨成神儿子的形象。
And that good is to be conformed to the image of his son.
所以可见，在整个历史上，只有一位可以说是愧的。
So, in history, there is only one who can call himself a workman irreproachable.
那如果我们要做一个无愧的工人，
If we are to be an irreproachable workman,
那一定靠着主的恩典，我们磨成他的形象。
And it's by His grace that we are conformed to His image.
所以我们这一次有两次的时间，我们一同来看到底怎样是一个无愧的。
So we have two sessions this time to show us how we can be an irreproachable worker.
如果只有一个人是无愧的工作。
If there is only one who is irreproachable,
那我们要问谁是无愧的。
We have to ask, who is that one irreproachable workman?
他是什么工作？
How did he work?
他工作是个什么样的态度？
What kind of attitude does he have in his work?
为着他的工作，神到底在身上做了多少的预备？
For this work, how much has God equipped him?
怎样是一个无愧的？
How to be a workman irreproachable?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们回到四福音。
When we go back to the four Gospels,
我们知道只有一位有无愧的。
We know there is but one irreproachable workman.
那就是我们主。
And that is our Lord.
每次我们要知道我们做了多少工作。
Anytime we want to know how much work we have done.
每次我们要问我们到底向着主有多少的忠心。
When we ask how faithful have we been to the Lord.
我们就要看看主是怎么做的。
We only have to see how the Lord has done it.
如果主是无愧的工作。
If he is one without a workman without reproach,
我们不是常常觉得非常惭愧。
Don't we feel ashamed?
我们在主的工作里面不常常做了逃兵吗？
So many times, don't we kind of like dodge the draft?
也许我们外面有很伟大的工作。
Maybe outwardly we have a great work.
我们可以说不知道有多少万人我们一同聚在一起。
Maybe we gather with thousands of people.
你能说我们的工作是没有惭愧的？
Can you say that our work is without reproach?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们没有一个人会觉得惭愧。
None of us would think that we are with reproach.
除非我们在认识这一位无愧的。
Unless we know this workman who is irreproachable.
所以我们要从主的话来看。
So through his word we want to see.
我们的主怎样是无愧的。
How is our Lord that workman irreproachable?
在四本福音书里。
Of the four Gospels,
圣经最少用了三本福音书来给我们看他是怎样无愧的工作。
We can see through at least three of the Gospels how he is a workman irreproachable.
我们知道四本福音书里面有一本福音书叫做马可。
We know that one of the Gospels is the Gospel of Mark.
你知道马可福音是马可写。
We know that Mark was written by Mark.
马可又称为彼得的儿子。
And Mark is known as Peter's son.
所以马可的福音其实就是彼得的。
So Mark's gospel is indeed Peter's gospel.
圣灵就用马可和彼得这两个人。
The Holy Spirit uses Mark and Peter, these two people.
来做强烈的对比，来对称出我们的主怎样是个无愧的。
So that they can be compared and bring to the forefront how our Lord is a workman irreproachable.
马可是工人。
Mark was a worker.
他心中有愧。
But he had reproach.
彼得是工人，他心中有愧。
Peter also was a workman, but he was with reproach.
但圣灵需要借着两位有愧的工人，给我们衬托出那位无愧的。
And the Bible uses these two who are with reproach to be able to bring to the forefront the one who is without reproach.
你知道教会历史里面称呼马可是个断掉一个指头的人。
You know that Mark is actually described as one with a cut finger.
你知道古时候如果你要逃兵的话，要逃避兵役的话。
If you know that in the old times, if you were to dodge the draft,
你只要把你的指头砍掉一只。
You just have to cut off your finger.
那么你很自然的就不需要当兵。
Naturally, you will not have to go to serve.
所以在教会历史里面。
So in church history,
大家对马可的印象。
The impression that people have of Mark.
他是个少年人，不错。
He's a young one, yes.
他是个少年逃兵。
But he is a young draft dodger.
他什么地方有惭愧？
Where has he had reproach?
你还记不记得他写马可福音的时候？
Do you remember when he wrote Mark?
他讲到主耶稣来到最后晚餐的时候。
When he spoke of the Last Supper.
他是这样形容。
He described it this way.
他说主耶稣和十二个门徒都来了。
He said, Jesus and the 12 disciples all came.
如果大家不记得这一段，你去回去再好好读一下。
If you don't remember this description, go back and read it again.
所以当你读的时候，你觉得好像马可当时在场。
So when you read it, it's as if Mark was present.
一个少年的马可不知道躲在什么角落，他看见很重要的客人，就是主耶稣和十二个门徒都来了。
A young man hidden in the corner. saw that Jesus and 12 disciples came.
然后他知道那天晚上所经过。
And then he, you know what, and he knew what happened that evening.
那他也知道没有多久以后，他们唱了诗，就离开了那个楼，就到格西马利。
And he also knew that they sang, left the upper room, and went to Gethsemane.
圣经没有告诉我们详细的。
The Bible doesn't give us details.
但是非常有一个可能。
But there is one possibility.
就是当马可要睡觉的时候。
Right before Mark was to go to sleep.
他当然就拿着他的毯子，其实就是白天的外衣，就在床上睡。
So he put his he put his blanket, which is actually a garment, on him to go to bed.
也许那天晚上太兴奋。
And maybe that evening he was too excited.
他真要想他知道到底门徒主耶稣和门徒唱了诗以后，到底他们到哪里去。
He wanted to know what did Jesus and the 12 disciples after they sang, where did they go?
所以最后也许在这个时候他就起身，就真的到他很熟悉的地方，就是格西马利。
And so maybe at that time he woke up, he went to a very familiar place, and that was Gethsemane.
他也是躲在一个角。
Again, hiding in a corner.
你看见他知道门，门三个到主耶稣跟前的门徒。
And we know that the three disciples that were with our Lord.
他们睡着了。
They fell asleep.
所以那时候主耶稣趴在地上，匍匐在地上祷告。
And at that time, our Lord was prostrated on the ground praying.
彼得当然听不见。
Peter couldn't hear it.
雅各当然听不见。
James couldn't.
约翰当然听不见。
John also didn't hear it.
再远一点的马太，其他的人更听不见。
And those who are further distance away, like Matthew, obviously didn't hear the prayer.
那现在我们要问是谁把主耶稣的祷告记录下来
？So we have to ask who was the one who gave the account of the Lord's prayer.
而且那个所用的词
，and the words that were used.
讲的父啊，特别讲的阿爸父。
And when the word Father was spoken, it was saying Abba Father.
因为在马可福音里面所用的词都是少年用。
And the words used in the Gospel of Mark are words that are used by young people.
Abba, 父啊，若是可行，叫这杯离开。
Abba, Father, please, if it is your will, let this cup pass.
也许世界都睡着了。
Maybe the entire world has fallen asleep.
那天也许一个年轻人他是醒过来。
But maybe there was one young person that was awake.
你能想到当他听见我们的主这样祷告的时候？
When he heard, you can imagine, when he heard this prayer,
他里面受多少的震撼。
How he was moved.
但是他看见门徒们一个个都睡着。
But he saw that each of the disciples had fallen asleep.
后来最后果然兵丁来捉拿主耶稣。
And at the end, the soldiers came to capture our Lord.
圣经说门徒们都逃走。
And the Bible tells us the disciples all fled.
你看在一个少年眼里面来看，你们这些爱主的人，这些跟随主三年半的一个个都走了。
For someone who's a young man, seeing that for 3.5 years you have followed the Lord and yet all of you have fled.
结果也许在那个时候他很勇敢的就站出来。
So possibly at that time he stood up courageously.
他没有想到有人会抓他。
He never thought that somebody was going to capture him.
他没有想到跟随主不光是勇气就够了，还需要付上代价。
He didn't know that just bravery wasn't enough, but he also had to, pay a price.
结果他圣经告诉我们，他丢下他的外衣就赤身跑走。
And the Bible says that he threw down the sheet and ran away naked.
这是马可福音记载。
That's the account in Mark.
没有告诉我们那个少女是谁。
The Bible doesn't tell us who that young person was.
就好像约翰福音写约翰福音没有告诉我们他是谁。
Just like when John wrote in John, they didn't tell him who he was.
但是非常可能那就是马可。
But very possibly it was Mark.
所以你看见马可是个有愧的。
So you see, Mark is a workman with reproach.
他跟随主不错。
He followed the Lord, yes.
他爱主不错。
He loved the Lord, yes.
一个少年，他爱主是用他的心来爱他。
A young man who loves the Lord loves with his heart.
但是苦难一临到，他就离开，就逃走。
But as soon as there's difficulty, he runs away.
还有一次
，another time.
那一次很明显是写在圣经里面。
And it was very clearly written in the Bible.
那就是你知道说那个时候，教会是聚在马可的家里。
And we know that the church was gathered in the house of Mark.
所以彼得 所以彼得呢，当他，所以彼得当他被那个时候，他想一想要到哪里去的时候。
So when Peter was thinking where he should go,
后来他就想到彼得的家。
And then he thought of Peter's house.
所以对不起，所以他就想到马可的家。
So he thought of Mark's house.
所以马可的家是早期的教会许多的人来往的。
So Mark's house in the early church was where many people went to.
所以马可在那遇见彼得。
And Mark met Peter.
马可也在那遇见保罗。
Mark met Paul.
所以马可遇见了许多的人。
And Mark met many people.
那其中马可，对马可来讲，保罗特别有印象。
So for Mark, Paul actually made a deep impression.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为保罗也许会告诉马可他怎样到这里传福音，到那里传。
Because possibly Paul gave an account of where he went to preach the gospel here and there.
他今天的非常的兴奋。
And he was probably very excited to hear these stories.
他也希望在传福音这件事情上他也有份。
And he wanted to have a portion in preaching the gospel.
他觉得如果我能进保罗拿那皮包，我就很高兴。
He thought, oh, maybe if I can just carry Paul's bag, I would be happy.
所以然后他们三个人，包括保罗、还有巴拿巴，还有马可，他们就出发了。
And then Paul, Barnabas, and Mark left, departed.
然后他们从塞浦路斯港，或者从基比路往往这个往土耳其去的时候。
And as they went from Cyprus to Turkey,
那么登陆没有多久，就到了一个地方叫做别加。
And they reached Perga.
他才知道说，原来保罗和巴拿巴一定要到个地方去。
And at that time, he figured out that Paul and Barnabas wanted to go somewhere.
他们刚刚是在港口。
Before they were just at the harbor.
现在呢，要到几千公尺高的地方。
And now they were going to a very high place.
那个地方叫比西底安提亚。
And that is Antioch, Pisidian Antioch.
那么这个距离呢，就等于从以色列南端一直到北端的距离。
And the distance is actually from the southern tip of Israel all the way to the northern tip.
那根本没有路，到今天都没有路。
Even until this day, there is no way.
如果你要走路，一定要沿着河流、河床慢慢往上。
If you were to go, you have to walk by the waterbed, riverbed.
那保罗讲到江河的危险，讲到强盗的危险，就指那一段路来说。
When Paul was talking about all the dangers and perils of the thieves, that was that way that he was talking about.
所以那个时候保罗跟巴拿巴决定一定要到那里。
So at that time, Paul and Barnabas decided to go there.
大家都知道。
Everybody knows.
就在比西底的安提阿，保罗有了他第一篇的讲台。
So it was at Pisidian Antioch that he had his first message.
我们知道说保罗已经决定好了，他第一篇的信息要在当地最高的地方，就比西底安提阿，要向全世界宣布。
So Paul had already decided that he was going to have his first message preached at the highest point in Pisidian.
所以啊，他们决定要经过160英里那么遥远的路，从别加一直到比西底的安提阿。
So they were to go over 160 miles.All the way to Pisidian Antioch.
大概马可从旅行社得到消息。
And maybe Mark got from the news from the travel agency.
那个地方太危险。
The place is very dangerous.
他就告诉保罗说，我想妈妈，我要回到耶路撒冷。
So he told Paul, I'm missing my mommy. I want to go home.
圣经没有这么说，是我 paraphrase.
Of course, the Bible doesn't say that. I'm paraphrasing.
那结果他真的回去。
And then he went home.
弟兄姊妹，他果然做了战场上的逃兵。
And then indeed.He became a draft dodger.
你看保罗跟巴拿巴勇敢地到了比西底。
Paul and Barnabas courageously went to Pisidian Antioch.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
保罗自从斯蒂凡殉道以后。
Ever since the martyrdom of Stephen.
他永远记得斯蒂凡没有讲。
Paul always remembered the words that Stephen never finished uttering.
那个讲章是没有完成的讲章。
And that was a piece of work that was not ever done.
保罗有一个定义。
Paul had one.
他到了比西底安提亚。
He had one desire when he went to Pisidian Antioch.
他要完成，斯蒂凡没有完成的讲章。
He was to complete what Stephen did not.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
保罗果然到了比西底。
Paul indeed went to Pisidian Antioch.
如果你想知道用哪几句话能把保罗的13卷的书信能够把它浓缩在一句话里。
If you are able to sum up all the 13 epistles that Paul wrote into one phrase,
那句话就是保罗在比西底安提阿的讲章。
And that is what he shared at Pisidian Antioch.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
但是很可惜,